Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Oh, happy day. Welcome to Saturday. Good morning, everyone.
Woohoo, partay.
So this morning I woke up and the gent was up parting the curtains and the shutters on the window, and I saw a light coming through. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm late for work.
Well, bonus, you don't have to go to work today.
Yes, it's Saturday. We're getting the Grand Cam. We haven't seen him in 2 weeks.
That's correct.
Very exciting. He's going to be 2 years old tomorrow.
Tomorrow, that's right.
Going to his birthday party tomorrow.
It's going to be exciting. It'll be fun.
Yes. Yes.
Always fun to see him running around, even though he doesn't know he's the center of attention. But he's always the center of attention, so that's probably just par for the course for him.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We got to meet some people online from X from Twitter the other day. That was fun.
Yeah, that was I was always wary of meeting people on social media type things, but they turned out to be great.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So what's going on today?
One was even more conservative than we are.
Yeah, how about that?
That's crazy.
I love it.
That was great.
Makes me want to be even more conservative. I don't know that we can be any more conservative than we are.
Yeah, I think once you're a MAGA extremist, you're a MAGA extremist.
I don't know that they were MAGA extremists.
Yeah, what is a MAGA extremist? Anybody who likes Trump.
Exactly. Anybody that likes good traditional values.
Anybody who likes America.
That likes the old-fashioned America.
Yeah, or if you like America, period.
There you go. Not old-fashioned. If you like America, period.
Yeah, then you're an extremist, racist, misogynist, yada, yada, yada.
Yes.
Whatever. Anyway, yes. That was fun.
Yeah. It's going to be a beautiful day today.
Good times. Remember that?
Good
Saturday time. Saturday Night Live skit.
No.
The two ladies that did the NPR.
Oh, yeah. Radio.
Good times. Yeah, good times. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can have some sweaty balls.
Yeah.
Yes, but that's... So we got the Grand Cam today.
Yes, we got the Grand Cam.
Yeah, and we'll be in and out watching the Masters today, of course, because it's on TV.
So talk about the Masters. I know it's windy there. Normally, I do follow the Masters with you, maybe not as much, but it seems like this Masters, I haven't followed any of it.
Yeah. Well, it's been very interesting, really. You know, they delayed the first round because of the rain, and then they knew it was going to be windy. Yesterday, and boy, was it ever windy. Of course, they dried out the greens, and when the wind blows there, those greens are so undulated and so rolly that they dry out even faster with the wind blowing, and it just makes them absolutely almost unplayable. And there were a couple of times yesterday where the wind gust came up and actually, made the balls roll, and, no penalty for that, but they'd have to go. So it made it almost unplayable for those guys.
I'm such a 12-year-old. You said made the balls roll, and I'm like,
balls.
I'm Beavis and Butt.
he said balls. But it made it almost unplayable for them. So it was tough. It really was tough. And apparently some of the guys got frustrated. One of the guys, Zach Johnson, who is a past champion, got frustrated and made a triple bogey on a hole. And, there was a smattering of clapping. And, of course, I think he took it as the wrong way, as people were, making fun of him or whatever. And he threw an expletive at the crowd. And, if you don't understand the Masters, you don't understand that these people that are at the Masters are people who have been, they don't just go online and buy tickets. They have tickets that are given to them because they've been in their family and they've been getting them for 1,000 years.
White privilege.
Yeah, call it what you want. But there are a lot of black people that have that privilege too, that have been getting these tickets for years and years. And, it's one of these ones where you get there at 7 o'clock in the morning and you take your chair and you run out to the 16th hole and you put your chair down and put your stuff on your chair. Then you go walk around the tournament, see people playing. Then you walk back, sit down at your chair at the 16th hole.
I'm sorry, but I don't think that
your chair's there and all your stuff's there.
I don't think that's fair. How come they don't open it up where you can anybody can buy the tickets? How come they've been in the tickets for these families for generations? Okay. How did that happen?
Because it's just a tradition. It's just like being on a list to get in a club. You know, you don't pick and choose and do all that stuff. This is just, these are the people.
So you just can't go online and buy tickets and go?
No.
I don't think that's right.
You can, but they're going to be very expensive for you. And two, also, if you do go online and buy tickets, those tickets that you buy, you're buying from a specific person. And that person is now responsible for your actions.
Oh.
So if you go and you raise hell at this tournament, they know whose tickets they were that you bought. And those people no longer will get their tickets.
Wow.
So it's, you know, it's one of those things of decorum. And, you know, think about it.
So you got to know somebody order to maybe go or even a slim chance of going.
Pretty much. For the regular rounds. For the practice rounds, you know, you put your name and you throw your name in a lottery and... possibly you get picked, possibly you won't. I had a friend of mine who's been trying for 10 years to get tickets, and he finally got them for the practice rounds. This year was the first year he ever gotten them. So, you know, it's an exclusive thing, but it's also, you know, something that I guess they try to keep respectable, and they don't make it like some of the, you know, like the Phoenix Open, where they've got the grandstands and everybody yelling and screaming and doing beer shots and you know, just, you know, it's kind of a throwback to what golf was. And I preferably, as you know, enjoy that. And of course, you know, one of the great things about it is if you go online and you know, people have the concession stand menus posted, you know, and you could go get your pimento cheese sandwich for $2.
Well, we can't.
Well, I'm just saying.
The privileged people can.
Well, I'm just saying.
You know, and if they can afford to have those tickets, then they can pay more than $2 for a pimento cheese sandwich. Just being the devil's advocate over here. Just making fodder.
You're making cereal for yourself for breakfast this morning, aren't you?
What? You can't take a little criticism?
Cereal for you, Missy.
You can't take a little criticism?
That's not criticizing me. Mm-mm.
Then why are you getting all offended?
I'm not getting offended.
Then make me some breakfast.
I'm not making you breakfast. We're cutting back on eating, so today we're having, well, I don't know what we're going to have for breakfast. But anyway, it's going to be a good tournament. Tiger made the cut for the 24th year in a row, although God bless him, he looks pitiful when he walks. You know, still he has the ability to play that golf course and to play it well. Is just amazing to me.
How old is Tiger now?
He's 48 or he's pushing 50.
Yeah, his eyes the other day looked really puffy.
Yeah. And his, you know, I saw him when he was playing the second hole he played, he hit it left into the trees. And as he was walking, you know, going up towards his ball, you could see that it's, you know, he's obviously not walking with strength and a big gait. He's walking gingerly the whole time. So, you know, how he's playing like he's playing.
Did he play decent? I guess enough to make the cut.
He made the cut, absolutely.
But is he playing at his level of...
Well, I mean, you know, is he playing as good as he played when he was, you know, 24? No. But, you know, he still made the cut on a hugely difficult... And a lot of people don't understand, you know, they say, oh, he's just out there playing golf. No, if you ever go walk that golf course, you'll understand how brutal it is just to walk that golf course. And I'll give you an example. First time I ever went there, I had the privilege of flying in to the airport early, early in the morning. We flew in, took a cab over to the golf course, got there about 8:00. We walked in, and as you're walking in, you know, number 10's to your left, putting greens in front of you, the clubhouse is to the right. You see number 18 green, number 9 tee, and number 9 green, number 1 tee, all right in front of you. So we said, well, let's go walk down 10 first. So we start to walk down 10. We get to the tee, at 10, and it's like you're looking over a cliff. You can't see the bottom of the hill down there.
Wow.
And we hear this roar, and we're like, what the hell is that? It sounded like machines, and we couldn't see anything. So we kept walking down number 10, and as we walked down, all of a sudden coming up this hill are like six fairway units, and the fairway units are big big mowers that have five reels on them per mower. They're coming up the fairway, and you can't see the bottom of the hill. You're looking down, and it's so steep and so vast. It's like, wow. And that's the same hill that they come up when they're playing number 18.
Oh.
It's just, it's that big. And that course is that hilly the whole way through that golf course.
I didn't know that it was that
brutal.
Hilly.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. It is that hilly. Well, like number six, when they play number six, you've got a whole wall of people that sit below the tee, and the players actually hit over the players to the green on number six. And that whole number six area that lines that also comes around. And if you're sitting up on that hill, you can view number 16 green and number 17 tee. And you can also view across the way number 15 green as it's coming in. So, you know, that's a beautiful spectator type thing. So it's a very, very tough, very hilly golf course to walk. So the fact that Tiger can even do that is amazing. So, you know, that's just my two cents. Anyway, he played well. A lot of the LIV guys haven't played well, which is kind of funny. A couple of them are playing well, too, though.
DeChambeau, is he a LIV guy?
He's
number one, isn't he?
He's not my favorite. But
isn't he number one?
In the world?
No, right now he's leading.
Oh, he's leading. Yeah, I think he is leading. I think he had I think he and Scottie Scheffler are leading.
Is Scottie Scheffler a LIV guy?
No.
Okay.
Actually, Scheffler, Homa, and DeChambeau. And Homa and Scheffler are both regular tour guys, and DeChambeau is a LIV guy.
Okay.
So, anyway, it'll be a good tournament to watch.
All right.
It'll be fun.
Do we need to go to the grocery store and get pimento cheese?
I don't know. Since you're against that white
pimento. I didn't say I was against
it. You can't get your $2 pimento cheese sandwich.
Fine. I'll just go eat myself. I'll just go find something to eat.
Just some carrot sticks. Some carrot sticks and some hummus. I don't know. We'll figure out. We got the Grand Cam party to go to tomorrow. So, you know, we may not have any pimento cheese at home. We may be having seven-layer dip at the party.
Yeah.
But it's going to be fun. We're going to have a good weekend.
Yep, it'll be fun.
And the coffee is good today.
Coffee's good. All right. Well, we are at 13 minutes. Do you have a question of the day? All right, question of the day.
Two standards at the Masters, and people will do this for the Masters weekend, but you can do it any time of the year. But if you had to pick one, pimento cheese or egg salad, which would be your go-to for a sandwich? And you have to use white bread.
All right. Sounds good. Y'all, thanks for listening.
Go Dogs.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? What's that?
We're not a democracy!